In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Here he is, having the time of his life, J. Joseph Harrington, for story time. Fresh off vacation, I'm told. Is that correct?
You know, sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where it was like, hey, we don't have any soccer. Let's get out of town for the weekend. And then it was like, oh, my God, we're trying to coordinate everything and everybody, and you just end up running yourself ragged. But, yes, it was nice to, you know, leave the town for a few minutes.
Where'd you go?
Black Butte.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, sometimes vacation can be more tiring than just leading your day-to-day life.
Especially when you're the leader, like Jay Joseph. Yeah.
Now, do you lead the vacation, or is that a Mrs. Harrington leads the vacation?
You know, I think we take turns, I think, based on, not like your turn, my turn, but like, where are we going? You know, who's kind of planning? What type of trip? Is it just a quick trip? Is it, you know, are we involving family or other friends? It just kind of, you know, falls into place, but we both take on those type of roles. Interestingly, though, I had you guys come up on, well, I guess you had you guys come up in conversation a couple times in the last week, but over that vacation.
Do tell.
And you may or may not want to hear this story on air, but you know what? I'm going straight for it.
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
So I ran into, and so I'm not going to use names.
Okay. They've been changed to protect the innocent.
And yes, this is Michael J. We've only using his last initial to protect his anonymity. I had a mother tell me, jokingly, or maybe not, when you talk to Sook next, tell him to stop using the B word.
Ooh.
I was like, what are you talking about? He said, because dad was driving home with with kids in the car and you called somebody or something a bitch.
Yeah.
And so
unbelievable.
And so the kindergartner comes in from the car and they sit down at the dinner table and he looks at his sister and goes, hey, you're a freaking bitch.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
And so he says, where did you hear that from? And the dad is just like, oh my God. No sooner did they get into the car the next time, he hit the button to turn the radio on, and it was the first word that came out.
Sook, you're unbelievable. Why do you do this?
Here's the thing. Like, I am guilty of that, but the king of that word is sitting across from me, and that's the weirdest thing. Is
she said, "Tell Sook,
yes, and this
to
is
not say the B word."
And look, I am owning up to my fair share of the B word, but what are the odds you turn into the station and you hear someone use the word "bitch" and it's not you? That's like Rob's favorite word. We have like a, so the fact that it was me and back to back, that's like when the pitcher hits a home run. That's like, that is not what's supposed to happen. No, this Isaac Rupp is the power hitter.
There's some deflecting going on here, Joey. I'll try to have a talk with him.
I'm just laughing because I'm picturing this kindergartner walking into the house with a big old smug look on his face, sitting down at the table and looking at his older sister and saying, "You're a freaking bitch."
You know,
look, you learn it somewhere.
You learn,
okay?
Yeah. It's,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's the internet now, and it's music, and
don't blame us.
Yeah, it's
blame the world.
Yeah, blame the world. Blame the world.
Yeah, it's bad out there. Wow. What was the other one?
Let's see. Oh yeah. Apparently we've got some potential roof damage. Was looking at it with the contractor the other day, and I think the gutters may have been installed incorrectly at some point. We, you know, there's water's backing up underneath and now dripping out from under the soffit kind of thing. And we're looking at it. And I was like, oh boy, this isn't going to be fun, is it? He's like, no, we could come at it from this way, but probably the best way is to, you know, start demoing under the soffit there and just look and see how far up it goes. I was like, oh God. And he paused for a second and he said, you might want to have Isaac and Sook up your pay rate because this one might get expensive.
Oh, nice.
As someone that is currently looking at having to do a new roof, let me tell you, it's depressing. I got like in the next, you know, 6 months to a year, I got to redo my roof. And I don't know if you've been in the roof game, but I had an idea of what a roof cost. Wrong. Wrong. It was like shopping for beef jerky. It's an alarming number.
Yeah, we did the roof a while ago and not a while. So call it maybe seven to 10 years ago. Yeah. And then we had the gutters that went, we redid that. And I think that's, so then like it's backing up underneath. So it's not the actual roof, which actually may be worse. I don't know, because now we may have some rot and all that fun stuff. So the third one is I met this wonderful woman named Judy last night at an Oregon Club event down in Salem. I was emceeing for a little thing with Dan Lanning, and Judy apparently listens every Friday, and she will sit in her driveway and finish the segment because she's driving home from school. And I was like, that is really wonderful. So I'd tell Judy hello. Hello. She said that yesterday.
That's cool.
Shout out to Judy.
What's up, Judy? Judy
sounds like a great lady.
Mm-hmm. Now don't call her the B word.
Now we're not going to say that B word.
Nope.
That's going to be just a great lady.
How's our man Dan Lanning this time of year?
How is he?
Yeah. Tan, rested, stressed.
No, I would.
Is he ever rested?
I don't think he is.
Like, you couldn't pay me enough to be a. I mean, that's probably not true, but that's the impression. Because you see, like, all the college coaches, when they're in season, like, that's the good stuff, right? That's sure. They're burning the candle at both ends, but. It's football. It's what you love. It's scheming somebody up. It's having a payoff on Saturday where you see how well you prepared. And this part of the year with recruiting and it's become not just recruiting of high school players, but now it's recruiting of your own players, and it's recruiting of players from other schools. And it's recruiting of donors, which is, you know, last night there was a fundraising event. I mean, guys like Dan are literally just, they're on. Yeah. They're on all time. And I asked him, I was like, when are you going to get a break? He said, July. Mm. Like that's, and that's what the off season looks like for college coaches now. And you know, that's not that anybody needs to feel sorry, for the guys. I mean, they chose the profession and know what they're getting into, but it has changed significantly in the last, transfer portal and NIL where, their off seasons have significantly changed because what they are required to do to keep their program afloat has significantly changed.
Yeah. And I know like about it's genuine, right? You like kids, like you're recruiting, but the idea of having to placate 18 and 17 year old kids and
jump in pools.
Yeah,
with
that
them.
I honestly don't care the money. I mean, I think I'm incapable of doing it. I think I would be. I think I'd be bad at it. I don't think I have a good enough poker face to hide my emotions.
Disdain.
Yeah, my disdain for that stuff. And you really do. Like when you're a coach like that, I mean, I'd say 70% of the battle is being able to read kids and connect with them. And it's it's picking someone up. It's being able to convince someone that this is the environment you want to be in. And I think that's got to be tough when you're dealing with the whims and everything that goes on with today's athletes.
Sure. Well, with today's athletes, I mean, there's one thing to recruit a high school kid. You know, what's our breed date? 10 years ago, when did NIL start? 5 years ago?
Something. Yeah, NIL is just a handful of years. We've only been into it for a few years.
Yeah, so let's call it pre-2020.
Yeah.
Okay. You're recruiting is just building a relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like trying to make a sale. You don't walk in the door and say, "Hey, you want to buy some widgets?" It's spending time getting to know the person, the family, and that's not so bad. Now, sure, I always said that I wouldn't want my family's well-being to be tied to the decisions of a 19, 20, 21 year old male. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. But now we're to the point where, you know, some of the coaches were telling me that they will go, it's now legal to go into other teams' facilities to recruit players that are transferring. So being in the way I was hearing from one of the coaches about being in Michigan, this was a couple of years ago, about being in Michigan State's recruiting or in the Michigan State's weight room, recruiting a player who is going to be transferring. Like, and then at the same time that you're in somebody else's facility, you have to recruit the player who already exists in your facility, who is, you're trying to make sure they stay. And at the same time, you're trying to bring in, convince this, like you said, this 17 year old kid that you need to jump in a pool with because he wants to make an Instagram reel about it. Like that now, like the transferring and the payment has added such a burden to these coaches where it's not just building a relationship and saying, "Hey, you know, mom and dad, I want to take care of your kid for 4 or 5 years. Like, trust me that I'm going to do right by him." It has completely changed the game to where there's never a moment when you can sit down and feel like you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Because no matter where you are, you may have three of the best players in the country, right? You may feel great about your pick a running back room, your tight end room. But if number two and number three don't see the field enough, then they're not there tomorrow. I mean, it's tough.
This is why Chip went to the NFL.
Yeah. I read an article today. I wish I remember who had it. It was one of the college football writers, Ross Dellinger or Andy Staples or something. It was one of those links and I clicked on it and they said that, I guess back in the, let's go pre-2020, you know, to get a 5-star kid on campus, you had to slip a few bucks, right, to the kid under the table. And that was known. It was, a couple $1,000 and that kid would come to your school. And even if he wasn't that interested, it was still important to get 5 stars on your campus. And, the idea that these kids are looking at your program. But they said now that obviously the NIL and all rules are off, they're saying that is a legitimate recruiting cost now is and not just 5-star kids that you have to pay to get kids on the campus. And I guess coaches, according to this article, are saying that some of the numbers are getting astronomical just to get a kid to show up on your campus. And the fear is that number is going to keep going up. And it's like, NIL is already one thing, revenue sharing, but now even if you're interested in a kid, you gotta pay just for him to come and consider you. Like I think the idea was that the coaches are fearful that this never ends.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But until there's some sort of governing body that has the guts to say these are the rules that we're all going to play by.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it doesn't stop.
Well, imagine like now having to decide, you're like, hey, I think we're in on this 4 or 5 star kid. And yeah, I like we're in the top three, but we really don't think we're probably the favorite for him. And you know, we bring him on campus. We might be able to kind of, cause that was the whole thing. Like with Oregon, they always say like, you don't want Oregon to get the last crack at him. Like you can make a big impression, but now like, let's say if the kid's asking for 50 G's, you know, just to show up, do you have to make a decision now? Is it worth it to spend the money to try to woo the kid, or like, hey, it's a long shot, so now you just got to pass? It's just, it's one more element to the 365 recruiting cycle that I guess some coaches, I mean, shocking, the coaches are being like, God, it's just one more thing we have to deal with.
Well, it's the natural evolution, because high school kids are now, they all have agents.
Yeah.
Like this is beyond, like you used to not be allowed to have an agent until when you're done with your college eligibility, right? Yeah. Agent took over, negotiated there, because the agent's job is to negotiate everything that they possibly can in your best interest, right? Well, since these NIL deals are now so lucrative, the agents, and I was talking with the guy who represented me when I was playing, like, he is now signing high school kids. Ooh. And and that's what everybody has to do, is you have to pick a kid as a sophomore, junior in high school and start recruiting them, banking that they are going to potentially make the NFL someday, right? And so if you are signing a high school kid in the attempt to negotiate their contract with the university, well, if you're acting in their best interest, well, then you're going to handle their recruiting process as well, right? So if I've got if my agent, you know, for instance, you know, he negotiated with the Detroit Lions when I had my contract and I got drafted, but he also negotiated with EA Sports, and he also negotiated with Nike and with Levi's or whoever it is that, you know, hey, what are some other revenue sources that I could get for my client? Well, there you go. That's the next revenue source, is not just getting paid to play, but getting paid to visit. It's not going to stop until there are some sort of enforceable rules that are put in place. This is going to continue to grow and continue to, you know, they're just going to keep finding new ways to try and make these kids money.
This is our friend Joey Harrington with us each Friday, courtesy of Mods PDX. When we come back, we will wrap up this discussion. I have a perhaps unanswerable Oregon sports question for you, but if anybody can answer it, it's you. And I was thinking about it today, today driving in. So I'm going to, and it pertains to this conversation, I'm going to toss that at Joey coming up next here on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. It is story time. Now, this is a man who is retired. You know, he's 46 years old.
Yes.
And he's retired.
He's a man of the people now.
Yeah. I mean, that must
feel... Hold on.
Yeah, you.
I thought I was 47. I'm 40.
I think you're 46.
Oh my God, I don't turn 47 till this year. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's retired. 46 yes. or 47. Yeah.
He's out of the rat race.
How great that must feel. I mean, imagine what Joey's life is. What is your life on a daily basis like? What is it like to be retired? And then we'll get back into our discussion.
It starts with
I think a French press.
A fan of a giant, you know, a palm. You know, I have my kids fan me with a palm frond, and then go downstairs and some hand-fed grapes.
Yeah.
French press, but the beans have to. What does it look like? It looks like waking up and getting the kids ready for school, and then going to get a workout, and then coming back and doing some foundation work. Maybe call it 10 to 2-ish.
Okay.
Getting the kids from school, coming back, you know, maybe helping with homework, doing some dinner stuff, soccer practice.
Where does the old fashioned fit in? And golf? am I missing something?
The old fashioned fits in right in between breakfast and... the workout and nice. Golf. You know what? It's so funny. I don't play a whole lot of golf.
Don't have
as
time.
Much as I would like to. And here's why. Okay, why did I retire? Because I wanted to spend time with my kids, right? I could have been out, you know, back in Bristol, Connecticut, or calling games, or out, you know, coaching somewhere. But if I'm going to be here, I want to be here. Right? I've only got... what, 6 more years and 5 more years until they're out of the house. And, you know, then there'll be time for golf, and then there'll be time for breakfast old fashions. Okay. And, you know, but, as of right now, it is very, you know, it's kid centric.
Yeah. Man, that's good. It's called balance.
There you go. Perspective.
Dan Lanning.
Perspective, if you will.
So here's my unanswerable Oregon question. Do you think, where do you think Oregon athletics would be without Phil Knight?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
It is a very good question.
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
But it's really not a hard question.
In my face.
Now, I'm going to ask a clarifying question back.
Okay.
What does without Phil Knight mean?
He doesn't exist.
Yeah, he never existed.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I thought at the involvement, you know, the level without him contributing to the program, without. So if Phil Knight doesn't exist, then Nike doesn't exist. That's the route we're going.
Yeah.
That's essentially Nike is removed from the equation.
They're not in bed with Nike without him.
No.
So.
No.
Or let's say Phil Knight does exist, but Phil Knight ran track at Ohio State.
Yeah, it was in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So
like he was back east somewhere.
Yeah.
So Bill Bowerman and all that happened at a different university. Or he's a big Stanford guy, right? So he's down at Stanford. He's not tied to Oregon in any way. Didn't go here, didn't start Nike. Nike exists, all that, but it's a different university.
I think we are meddling in the bottom middle of the old Pac-10 and the Pac-12. I'm trying to, you know, I'm slow with my answer because I'm trying to think of good examples. I mean, Phil's first involvement, like first real involvement was after the Cotton Bowl. And he's like, what do you need? After seeing the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, like, what do you need to get over the top? And that was a conversation that he had with Coach Bilotti. So, I mean, think about this. In 94, they hadn't been to the Rose Bowl in, 62 years?
Yeah, something like that.
They went to the Cotton Bowl the next year in 95. And so that was really, but even that's, those games, right? The Rose Bowl team was, were they 8-3, 8-4? I mean, they only won 8 games, right? It's not like we're talking about USC and dominating the pack or Michigan, Ohio State. Like that was the equivalent of Northwestern making it from the Big Ten, right? That was the year that Illinois went to the Rose Bowl. And so those were blips as opposed to that. That was the exception as opposed to the rule. So without Phil at that point, you presume that Oregon would have fallen right back into that, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, usually kind of near the bottom state, and not just for football, but for so many other athletic programs, for so many other sports, because the rising, what is it? The rising tide raises all ships, mm-hmm. right? Phil says after those 2 seasons, he has a meeting with Coach Bellotti and says, what do you need to get over the top? And Coach Bellotti says, we need an indoor practice facility. All right. That's, you know, and so it would have been my redshirt freshman year. We had the Mashofsky Center was finished. All right. Then what do you need? Well, things are going well. You know, he starts investing. Then you get the stadium expansion. Okay, well, things are going well. And now you get the uniforms. That Oregon becomes the test program for everything in the rest of the country. And as all these things build, now let me take a step back and say it was a fantastic, I don't want to say, what's the word I'm looking for? All of the pieces came together. Right, Coach Bellotti hiring Chip, right? The success that we had with our senior class, you know, all those guys that said we're going to go, screw this, we're going to go win a national championship, which, anyway, you know, you start hitting all those stepping stones that all came together because of Phil's investment in the program. So there's, I can't put a tangible, you know, this is exactly where Oregon's athletic department would be without him, but it wouldn't exist in the state that it is right now.
Yeah, because there's still good donors. It's not just Phil, but I mean, I think it's, to me, when that question was posed, I don't think you're Oregon State. I don't think you're Washington State, but I don't think you're Washington. I think you're somewhere. Nope. I think you're somewhere in the middle of all that. I think you're.
Yeah.
I think you're Arizona State, something like that.
But are they left out of the Power Four?
There's a real chance, yes. I believe. Hmm. Although, you know,
certainly wouldn't have been able to keep up facility wise.
Well, but so here's the thing. But does it become the Power Four without? Because you have to think what has driven these conferences to realign? Money. What has driven the money? Is this arms race of college football? We need more money. We need more money. Why? Because we're building facilities, because we're paying for uniforms. Where did that stuff? I mean, let's call a spade here. Oregon was at the forefront of that arms race, right? So if there isn't an arms race in college football to build the biggest facility, to build the best locker room, to build the stadium with the most, you know, luxury suites, is there a division of conferences? I mean, or are we still sitting here with the Pac-10, the Big Ten, the Big East, the Big 12, the original Big 12? I mean, I don't know if we're at that point without this explosion of college football.
Yeah, it's tough to know where that would have gone, but I do tell people this, and Joey, I think you can back me up, because we're the same age, so we got recruited maybe a year apart. But people can't believe me, they just weren't a thing. They weren't. Oregon's were nice. They were just starting to kind of be on the come up, but Washington sucked. Washington State's were terrible. Oregon State's were abysmal. USC's were bad. UCLA was bad. They weren't. Maybe if I didn't go anywhere in the South, I didn't see any of Alabama or anything like that. But I played at those places and I saw it, and it wasn't anything to write home about. At no point in my recruitment on the West Coast, all the Pac-12 and the Big 12 schools, no one sold me on their facilities. It just wasn't. It wasn't a thing. And that wasn't that long ago. It was 1996, 97.
Well, that's exactly the time frame that we're talking about. Yeah. Right? That was
when it changed.
That was Yeah, that was when it started to change, and it started to change because of that conversation that Phil had with Coach Pilati after the Cotton Bowl. What do you need? And he said, we need better facilities. Yeah. And they started with the indoor, yeah. And that was kind of the start of it.
Well, so I remember that was like the first one of its kind on the West Coast.
Oh my God. Yeah. I genuinely wonder if we would be sitting here without the start of that arms race.
Wow. Okay, well, good talk. Yeah. Good answer. Okay.
Well,
glad
on
you
that
got to,
note.
Yeah, glad you got to come back on the show.
You freaking bitch.
I will remember that forever.
Well, that's a nice little dismount right there.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you next
week.
That
sticks the landing.
Thank you.
God. All right, bye.
Bye. That's Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX, and I do believe we have a new bitch drop.
Yes. Adding into the... You got to admit.
Yeah.
The chances of hearing two bitches... And one of them not being
I will
you
not admit anything.
And back to back, that
not,
is a major upset.
I think you need to take responsibility for this listener who is upset with you.
I own it. Okay? I own it. I'm just
They've
saying.
They've never heard me say that.
I have a feeling when we come back at the next open, something tells me you're about to hear some.
We'll find out next. Club 1080 on the Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.